All right, ask your question.
Okay, hi, Tim. I understand what you were saying about keeping kind of in control of the invite call, but what do you, you probably don't get this, but what I get sometimes is they want to know how much it costs. How do you answer that?
And how did you get to how much does it cost?
Sometimes, just when I'm asking questions, just doing the invite and talking to them, getting to know them and making a friend with them, a lot of times, you know, they'll, you know, interrupt or talk at the end, and the bottom line is they want to know what it's going to cost. But I'm not sure how I get there, but I'm not sure how to answer it.
Have you listened to Professional Inviter?
No, not yet.
Okay. You need to do that. Number one, because you're going to hear, if you start off the way that I suggest, and then you move into the qualify step, and you don't talk about your company, it never even gets there. This is a great question, by the way, and let me just repeat it to make sure that that everyone could hear me, because I know it's hard to listen to when it's not muted. Her question has to do with when somebody asks, how much does it cost? And just my experience on this, and I might be wrong in your particular case, but what I've experienced is that normally when I get going about my company, or I say something or other, then normally it leans itself over to that person feeling as though they need to ask questions such as, how much does it cost? But if I just keep it to them and what they're interested in, what they're looking for, in Professional Inviter, I have like a whole section dedicated to the very phrases that I use to qualify. And those phrases, you know, it's like, if you ran across the perfect, you know, let's suppose that this person's name is Grace, and I would say, Grace, if you ran across the perfect business for you, what would that business look like? You know, when would you know? That's it. That's what I'm looking for, right? In other words, I ask people these types of questions. I mean, you can hear, like on the call tonight, I ask him, do you know what it is that you're actually looking for? He didn't know, right? Now, all I did from there is to just say, just acknowledge that he doesn't know. All I said was, "Is all right, I understand. So whatever it is, you're going to just kind of look at it and say, I like that or I don't like that, right?" And so I just acknowledged that, and then I moved on to the next step, which was I needed to get a little deeper because he wasn't willing to talk to me yet. So I just asked him some more questions. What kind of work do you do? Do you specialize in any particular field? Do you have a family? All of these things. That is what is taking up the space for me talking about my company. All right, so I'm not saying anything about it, and so therefore they don't say anything about it. I think occasionally, and it certainly hasn't happened in a long time, someone will say, you know, just get to the point. What are you selling here? Or, you know, some very arrogant type of a person. But I promise you that if your intention is 100% interested in that prospect, it normally doesn't go there. You only get those antagonistic people when you sound unsure of yourself, when you sound like you're afraid that they're going to say something. That's the only time it ever comes up. And so do the drills that I explain in Professional Inviter and get rid of that whole concept that that you are not in control. The other thing that's in the qualify section is I teach you how to control a conversation. So when it does get out of hand and start heading down the wrong way. And so in the next 3 minutes here, I'm just going to real briefly just touch on that so that you've got it, because I think that's really what will help you the most if you have this technology. What you do when somebody throws you off by asking you a question, like let's suppose that they ask, how much does this cost, right, or something like that, you give them an answer. Don't ignore it or try to, like, run past it, okay? That never works. They feel that 100%. So what you have to do is you have to answer it, but answer it briefly, and then ask them a question. So let's suppose that a person says to me, well, how much does this cost? Then I might say something or other like nothing, because all I'm trying to do at this point is just find out what it is that that you're looking for, to see if there's a fit between what my business offers and what it is that you're actually looking for. So tell me, if you saw a business and you said that's it, what would that business entail? What would you be looking for? What you know, most interest you. When you think about working from home, or you think whatever your promotion was that got them to answer the ad. So, you know, if it was working from home. So what does working from home actually mean to you? See, so what I did, the way that I controlled the conversation was I gave them an answer so that they don't feel as though that I'm being evasive, and I'm not being evasive. It's just I can't answer that question, right? And so that's when I answer the question briefly. I then ask them a question so that I can get more information so that I can most help them. And the reason that I do all of this is just because of what you will learn when we talk about questions and objections, all right? I've kind of made a big breakthrough in this whole industry. In fact, the whole industry of sales, I've made a big discovery and a big breakthrough in this whole industry. And it's around objections and why objections even exist and why a prospect has objections. And the reason that I do what I do and the reason that it works so consistently is because of what I discovered in it. And I don't have the time to get into it right now. If you were on last month's call, I think I touched on it there. You're busy trying to handle this little tiny thing that they threw up, like they don't have the money. Well, I mean, good grief, is that really true? I mean, people make $100,000 a month, $250,000 a month in this industry. And so you're trying to tell me that somebody doesn't have $400 if they truly thought that they could make $250,000 a month? Come on, that's not real. That's impossible. And so what you really are trying to do is just trying to find out who they are, what stopped them in the past, so that you can actually help them in life. Because they want this thing that they haven't been able to achieve yet, and so you want to help them get it. And you can't help them get it until you find out what it is that they actually want. And so all the talk before there is just nonsense. It's a waste of time. You've got to get into finding out what it is that they want so that you can fully help them get it. And so that's the reason that I don't ever get that objection, because I follow this whole thing. And for those of you that are new, you just have no idea how much time and energy that I spent perfecting down and discovering exactly what was going on with my prospect. I would end up getting the same objection every time I said a particular phrase. And so I began to keep tick marks next to the phrases that I used that I would actually generate objections. And so I started rewording that particular phrase that I said just before I would always get an objection. And so I tweaked it and tweaked it and tweaked it until I finally got to where I wouldn't get these objections anymore. And in all of that working, and I know very few people, if anybody, has ever that diligently worked and worked and worked on perfecting something. But once that was actually discovered, it opened up a whole new area of the whole profession of network marketing for me, and the whole profession of sales, for that matter, that we could completely change the whole way that people perceive salespeople. We could change the whole way that people perceive network marketers if they would just do, and the funny part is if they would just do what works most often, right? And that's never before have I gotten the success rate that I get now. Never before, okay? And so not only is it the very best way to do it, but it's also the most professional way and the most humanitarian way and the way that you feel the greatest about who you are and what your profession is. And so make people's lives better. Be interested in them fully. Be interested in them. Care about them. And it'll change your business and it'll change your life too.